The USS Sequoia hosted White House parties, foreign chiefs of state, and later some pretty rich revelers. The former presidential yacht is on the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay, having some woodwork done. Built in 1925, there's plenty of work to do on the motor yacht that long has been part of American history. Before the boat left Washington, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg went aboard to talk with its longtime captain.
There she is. Let's go aboard.
From the pier, it looks a bit like a wooden steamboat without the smokestack and big paddle wheels. 104 feet long, dark mahogany and teak, some shiny brass and steel. It has a weathered look and smell. The presidential yacht Sequoia is a vessel with a past.
This is the ship of state with a cargo of history.
Giles Kelly, a retired Navy officer, was captain of the Sequoia in the 1980s. With affection and pride, he shows off the boat's appointments. The main salon with its long dining table and blue brocaded chairs. The menu from President John F. Kennedy's 46th and last birthday party. Roast beef and Dom Perignon. The presidential stateroom and some snug bedrooms below, each with its own bathroom. The pilot house, big wooden steering wheel. Brass and glass binnacle, not a drop of high-tech or fiberglass. And upstairs, a small spinet.
Do I have your permission to approach the piano, Captain?
It's not the original upright Harry Truman put in and Richard Nixon played, but it's usable.
Not bad.
The Sequoia served 9 presidents, and most of them made personal connections with the boat. Can you guess which president used it the most? Richard Nixon. He liked getting away from the White House, getting into this intimate, comfortable space. In fact, Giles Kelly, who is writing a book about the boat, says President Nixon came here on the day he made the most difficult announcement of his life, his resignation.
Nixon brought his family aboard, and I think that that may have been to spare them from having to watch TV or be pestered by reporters. They had this cruise down to Mount Vernon that evening, and of course they were followed by press boats. And it was very uncomfortable for the Nixon children. They said it was like sort of bobbing along in a fishbowl. And it really must have been a very sad occasion. But you know, they all sat down and sang, and the president played God Bless America.
The next day, the helicopter carrying Richard and Pat Nixon out of Washington swooped low over the Sequoia, where the crew waved their goodbyes. The yacht was built 78 years ago as a rich man's plaything. But in 1931, during the Depression, that Philadelphia banker sold it to the government for $86,000. The Commerce Department used the boat to patrol the Chesapeake and make sure oystermen were obeying various labor and navigation laws. And in those years of prohibition, the expensive yachty look of the Sequoia helped the government lure lawbreakers.
Occasionally, a rum runner's vessel would hail her and come alongside and try to sell their wares, only to find that they were being handed a ticket and being arrested.
Herbert Hoover was the first president to use the Sequoia. Initially, it was just to get him from one place to another along the Chesapeake. Hoover liked it so much, he had it sent to Florida, where he and his wife used the modest wooden boat for pleasure. Every president, from Hoover to Carter, enjoyed the Sequoia. The boat was maintained for them by the Navy. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his wife Eleanor brought their work baskets on board and sat in the cooling breeze taking care of correspondence.
Of course, Roosevelt used this vessel not just for getting away from the White House to work, but to fish.
What'd he catch?
Well, I think that there's an entry in an old logbook from this yacht saying that President Roosevelt caught his first fish, a perch, on such and such a date. I thought that was a nice log entry for a naval vessel.
FDR had an elevator installed in the Sequoia, just big enough to hold his wheelchair and get him up and downstairs by rope pulleys. Today, a small bar occupies that space. Other presidents made changes. Lyndon Johnson, who was 6'3", had to solve a personal hygiene problem.
The shower was too low for him to stand up in. And we couldn't, the Navy couldn't raise the roof or make the shower higher, so what they had to do was to lower the shower floor by 4 inches so the president could stand up in the shower.
Captain Kelly says LBJ did lots of political arm twisting on board the Sequoia. He would take members of Congress for a boat ride and say, "We are not landing, gentlemen, until you agree with me." In 1977, Jimmy Carter sold the USS Sequoia. The yacht was a bit too imperial for his down-home presidency. The boat changed hands several times. In 1988, it was declared a National Historic Landmark. In 1999, a collector of presidential memorabilia bought the Sequoia for almost $2 million, restored it, and rents it out now for $10,000 a night Potomac floats. Captain Giles Kelly is trying to help raise $10 million to endow the Sequoia for history rather than private rentals. He figures it would take about $500,000 a year to maintain and crew the old yacht.
And she's such a grand boat that I just can't imagine her deteriorating and being left to rot.
Yeah, well, she's been around this long. Why not keep her around for a whole lot longer? Is that your view?
Well, she's still useful, too. It's not just putting her on a shelf. I don't mean that. Let's have her used again. So many people that have used her, from presidents to guests, have said the government needs a boat like this.
The USS Sequoia, a 150-ton piece of floating Americana, on a voyage now for a secure place in American history. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Pictures of the Sequoia are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.